Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, here and now. Go ahead and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take another deep breath in and let it out. As you breathe, just imagine taking in the fresh new mercies that God has given to you this morning. Each breath, a reminder of God's faithfulness, of his steadfast love, of his presence with you, of his goodness towards you. God, would you meet us here in this moment? Would you speak to us as we set our minds on things above? As we meditate on your holy scriptures, would you speak to us here and now? Why don't you, before we begin to read through our text for today, why don't you just ask God to speak to you? That your ears, your heart, your mind, your life would be open to what he wants to reveal to you today. Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Oh God, would you speak? We are listening. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. What is it that we have heard? What is the good news that has been proclaimed to us? For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We must pay much closer attention to what we have heard. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself up for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Oh God, we are grateful for your grace. Grace that appeared in Jesus, that brought salvation through faith. Thank you, Jesus, for your good works, your perfect works, that it is by your merit, your righteousness, that we get to inherit eternal life. Thank you, God, that you have called us into good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we can be zealous for, that we can live for, that we can give our lives for, not to earn your favor, but because you've already given us your favor. Because we who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Jesus. for. We must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by the angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know you. Have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, yet we are so quick to forget. So prone to wander. Help us to pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we may not drift away from it. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, "The words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. He who has an ear, Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard. While God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Oh God, thank you for this great salvation. Thank you that you are a just God and a merciful God. Help us. Help us, oh God, not drift. Draw us in. Draw us closer. Help us not forget what we have heard. Thank you for speaking. May we continue to listen to your voice, because you have the words of eternal life.